It's time to recap the McCook School Board of Education meeting. You're thinking it's not 8:30, Rich. Well, yeah, it's 8:05. Last week, the McCook School Board had to postpone because of weather. And both last night's school board and McCook City Council both had meetings last night. And graciously, Mr. Grant Norgaard has said, hey, I'll come in early. Thank Absolutely. You very much.
No problem. No problem. Glad to be here.
You bet. Cold son of a gun again this morning, isn't it?
It is. It's really cold. And hopefully this is the, you know, hopefully this is the last time we deal with this type of temperature the rest of the school year. But we've got a lot of winter left in front of us. So we'll have to wait and see.
I tell you, all schools around the state are going through it. And boy, those eastern and northeastern schools, with all this extra snow and cold, they are having to probably cancel more school.
Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of closures in the northeast. Some schools don't do late starts. You'll see some closures there. Yeah, but a lot of our schools in our area doing the late start. Get the sun up. Good visibility helps out. Temperatures are supposed to rise, I think, fairly significantly after the sun comes up. So a little better conditions, but to all my high school students out there, it's going to be freezing cold, so please put on, they're not going to listen to me. If I say it, they won't do it for sure, but dress so you'll be comfortable in cold weather.
They're still wearing shorts, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. You know, not as often as a few years ago we had a snap like just like this, and we had some kids walking in with hoodies and shorts on, and I was like, no way, I don't know how you
crazy.
They're tough. Yesterday I saw a fellow in the middle of the day, and it was freezing yesterday with the wind chill and the snow, shoveling a sidewalk in a t-shirt. I thought, these people are just really tough. You know, I'm a lot tougher than I am.
Oh my gosh, that's insane. That's insane. All right, let's get to the school board agenda from last night. We'll start first. It was the organization of the Board of Education last night.
Yeah, January board meeting is the opportunity for new officers to be elected. It's also the board meeting that I get to start. So I started the meeting last night. We did the pledge, roll call, and open meetings, recognition, and all. And then we started with the election of for the president. One person was nominated for that position, and that was the current president, or the past president. President was Brad Hayes. Well, he's retaining that position into the 2024. My tongue's still frozen from being outside. So that position stayed the same with Mr. Hayes as our president. Handed him the gavel, and then he conducted the rest of the elections. That was followed by the vice president's position, which is Teresa Thomas, and she ran unopposed. And then Mike Langan for the secretary position, and he ran unopposed. Now there is one other position that is appointed by the Board of Education and occurred last night. And that's the appointment of the recording secretary and treasurer. So we do have a secretary as an officer that's responsible for that role. But the person that's most intimately involved with the budget and the finance is our business manager. And he also does the minutes, and that's Mr. Jeff Gross. So he was reappointed to that position last night at the Board of Education meeting.
And again, that happens the first meeting That's of January, right?
That's the first meeting of January. Once the board president takes that position, then he does assign committee appointments. What Mr. President Hayes said last night was that he would keep those appointments the same, but if there's someone that wanted to change from their committee to a different committee, then they would have to just contact him, and then he can do a reassignment for the February board meeting if that is needed. And so the committees will probably stay the same as well. And then that follows up. We didn't have any public comments last night from the community. And also, our student board rep was not able to attend. It was a day off for students. So it was a work day for teachers, but it was a day off for our students. And so we didn't have a student board member report last night either.
Consent agenda, minutes, financials, expenditures, any reports from staff members and committees?
You know, we did have one committee that just gave a very, very brief report, because we're going to get a little bit deeper into what they say during the board meeting, because it was an action item. But the negotiations committee gave a brief, very brief report on having met in December with the Teachers Association here in McCook. And they have actually kind of basically she had said there's going to be that they had come to an agreement on a contract. And so that is an item that we approve later in the agenda. And then I have a report. Start off with materials adoption update. Wanted to let the Board of Education know that we're having a couple of meetings. We actually had one yesterday with our teachers to discuss English language arts, and that was at the secondary level. And also teachers reviewing science materials, and that meeting is taking place today. One of the things, so this is a really important part of what we do. What our teachers have to find materials that match the curriculum that we've written here locally. So these are the textbooks that we purchase or the workbooks or any of those types of materials that your child might bring home from school, maybe doing some homework assignments, what we use in the classroom, maybe when we used to read and highlight in our books. Those are the materials we're talking about. And so we still do purchase textbooks. Sometimes what we purchase is electronic textbooks. Generally speaking, I think most of ours are still paper at this point in time or a combination of the two. So that's a process. That's what's going on in those two areas. We did give the board a heads up. Next year will be English language arts at the elementary levels, and that's a pretty big expenditure because those are our reading basals. It's a pretty lengthy process that we have to go through to identify those reading basals, and that'll take some time, and it's quite expensive. And there's a lot of research put into those reading basals, a lot of work into determining putting those reading basals together. So they're pretty expensive, but they're critical materials for our teachers because they're the materials we use to help students learn how to read and write, those types of things. I talked a little bit about the legislative session. Of course, these notes that I have on here were for last week, and so they're a little bit old. So I talked a little bit about that it's a 60-day session that we're entering into, which is a short session. There will be a new member to the Education Committee because Senator Breezy used to be a member of the Education Committee, has been placed into the state treasurer's position, or is it the attorney general? I can't remember. State treasurer position. So that's going to be filled by a new senator. There'll be approximately 500 to 600 bills, or probably have been 500 to 600 bills. I don't know the exact number. I'm sure it's out. That'll be introduced. That's a lot of legislation that'll have to be gone through. And then I talked a little bit about the governor's proposing some legislation. It looks like one of them at that time, I think now we have some confirmation on it, is that he's looking at trying to help property taxes by addressing that through sales taxes. And I think that that's already kind of come out in the last week. And so that's something that I think is going to get a little bit of pushback. But I wanted to talk to the board about that a little bit. Another issue that I talked to them about was some legislation that's been introduced by Senator Linehan concerning bonds. As the community knows, McCook Public Schools is looking at running a bond election probably in August for a junior high, new building, and remodel of a portion of the high school. If in her legislation, what it would require is school districts to only run bonds at certain times, and those times would be during your November and your May primary and general elections in even numbered years. So 2024, 2026, 2028, and those are the only times you can run a bond. I think that goes, that includes other municipalities, but I'm not quite certain on that. I haven't read the bill fully yet, but that's I wanted to give the board that a heads up on that. There's an emergency clause associated with that so that it's to go into effect as soon as it is signed by the governor. Now, if we call for the bond in April, it's possible that that would be, and maybe even likely that that would be before the governor signs the bill. And once he signs it, we're not sure legally if that means our bond is still good for an August election. So we'll have to wait and see. But if it goes to November, so be it. It goes to November. But it's just one of those things that's out there. And there's a few other things out there, too, that I could probably waste a lot of people's time talking about. But those are some that I talked about last night that I thought were interesting to the board. And there are plenty of others out there.
By the way, the governor is in town, McCook, tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm hoping to be able to attend that meeting. We do have administrator meetings at that time, but I would like to be present for that. So to catch his presentation, we try to make that when we can.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I talked about a little bit about is artificial intelligence. This has been getting a lot of press, especially in the last, I'd say, year. People have heard of things like ChatGPT and other AI apps out there. And so one of the things that I wanted to assure the board is we need to become more educated in artificial intelligence. We've started that process. We actually had a training for teachers yesterday to become more accustomed with how to use artificial intelligence as a tool as a teacher. And some of the tools out there for teachers are pretty impressive. And I think back about 13 years ago, some of the things that we've done here in McCook that took a lot of time, a lot of effort for our teachers to write through curriculum and develop curriculum and create and unpack, or to identify standards, unpack standards, create learning progressions, create assessments, learning targets, all these things that we've done. Artificial intelligence actually is capable of helping teachers with that process. And so we wanted to share with teachers how we can use that moving forward as new standards come out from the state, new assessments come out from the state. Okay, so how do we identify the standards? How do we break that down into kid-friendly language? Then how do we unpack that? What is the learning progression? So moving forward, artificial intelligence really has an opportunity to help us, but there's also a concern with artificial intelligence as well. And so with students, we want to make sure that when students use artificial intelligence, they use it in a way that helps them learn more or grow faster. What we don't want to see is plagiarism or the use of artificial intelligence to avoid participating in the act of learning. And so we had a part of that training, not a lot of it, but a part of that training was focused on that. How do we address students using artificial intelligence to help improve their reading, writing skills, those types of things, versus them using it to avoid building on those skills? Some of the things we learned was that math's not great. Artificial intelligence isn't great at mathematics. So there's some work that needs to be done there. So for our math teachers, and just a hint out to students, don't trust ChatGPT to solve your math equations. You are probably better at it. So we have a lot further to go in this area. We have a lot more to learn, but what we see, a lot of it's very, very promising, both for teachers and for students, but it also comes with some concerns, and those concerns are making sure that students don't use it to get out of participating in their academic growth. I also talked about a special education policy. We need to make some changes. We've been in communication with the Department of Education for the last several months, and they have put out some guidance to us on some things that they want us to do. And so I wanted to present that to the board last night. And next month, that special education policy will be approved at the regular board meeting.
We move on. Business manager comments. Mr. Gross?
Yeah, Mr. Gross spoke about, we had about 12,000 meals served in the month of December. It's a shorter month, so a smaller number of meals. And also want to thank OPAH. They provided hundreds of cookies for staff and students before the Christmas break, and that was really nice of them to do. He talked about our financial position being about where we are this time of year, every year, when it comes to receipts and expenditures. Our percentages are pretty much on track. Also talked about the tennis concession stand with restrooms and storage, and that also will help with the track there. That's basically complete. The bathrooms are installed, the counters are installed, water's hooked up, but no water's running, because if we did, we'd have troubles. The sewer's all ready to roll. We just need to do some sealing of the concrete in there to make sure that there's no staining and things like that. But basically, that track tennis facility is prepared and ready to roll for the upcoming season. I'm looking forward to seeing that in use. We wish we could have had it for this last tennis season, but it just wasn't. Just things didn't line up with some of the rain and when we received the rain last summer. Also, he commented on crack sealing has been done right before the Christmas break. We had that new asphalt put in a lot of places. And so right before it got cold, they were able to come in and do some crack sealing. So that's ready to go. And we're really glad that got done when it did. And then we have two small bathrooms at the high school that had never been updated. One was this men's staff restroom, and another one was a restroom that was rarely used. It was near the egg room. It's a really small restroom. Both of those restrooms are now being updated and will be done in the next couple of months. with the new tile. They'll look very similar to the other restrooms in the school. So, and then the gym gave a gym floor update. As everyone knows, we've had moisture get into our gym floor, and so it's something that needs to be replaced. And so we're going to be replacing that. Right now, we're waiting for insurance to work out all the details on the costs, but we think we're going to get this running, this floor started to be replaced in mid-March. And so that's going to be during the school year. That's going to cause us some, you know, issues with, you know, getting moving kids around in hallways and things like that, because we might have to pull out a little bit of the concrete underneath that wood floor so we can pour a new concrete floor and put in a new system in there. If that's the case, you know, we're going to have some skid loaders going in and out of our gym during the school day. So we have, you know, some things we have to work through, but we want to give the board that looks like it's still on pace to be done this coming March. And insurance is going to pick up the majority of the cost, but we might have anywhere between $30,000 and $50,000 to put into that project. That sounds like a lot of money. It is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But the whole floor is going to probably be around $300,000. So if that puts things in perspective, then insurance is really helping us out with the replacement of that floor. And then also, because of this cold snap, we've lost several heating units at the high school. You know, we've dealt with this the last couple of years, unfortunately. We've gone through a process of bringing in some support from HVAC experts, big companies in the state of Nebraska. We've been putting on new controllers in a new front-end system, new control system, so that this wouldn't happen. So we've been trying to prevent these freezes from taking place. And so what happens is, like a damper, which is basically some louvers that open up and close that allow fresh air in. Some of them appears that they didn't close when we had the strong or the cold temperatures. And so that cold air blew right in onto the copper coils that carry the heated water from our boilers, and those cracked and leaked into some of our classrooms. It only took one, and then once one shut down, the pressure dropped, and then water sat, and then some others froze, and they broke as well. And so we have some issues to work out with the company that was installing those, but that's probably lost five to six units across the district or across the high school, you know, and we've had to move some teachers around and classrooms around to different spaces and had some water to clean up. So wanted to make the board aware of that we're going to be back looking at having to replace those units and hoping that we can get some support with replacement of those, since I, you know, really feel like some of the actions we took in relation to the ship with this vendor, it's not, you know, there might be some culpability there, but we'll see how that works out in conversations. And that is the business report.
Board member comments after that?
Brad commented that that he'll be not able to attend next month's meeting in February. So that was the board member's comment. That was it.
New business. Approved the negotiated agreement with the McCook Education Association for the 24-25 school year.
Yeah, that's the big item that we really had on our agenda for last night. Every year we meet and negotiate with the Teachers Association from McCook. It's the local teachers. And try to come up with come to an agreement on compensation and salary package and other benefits. And so last night they received a $800 raise increase on their base, and that's about a 3.43% increase. Total package, that 3.43 would include the raise in base and any increases that came with the health benefits that they have. Also, some other things that we added to that, we are putting into place a signing bonus that was approved last night for new teachers coming into the school district. We are looking at over a three-year period of $2,000 for the first 3 years of teaching with McCook Public Schools. It sunsets in 5 years, so we're going to test it out and see how well it works to attract new teachers. As I've come onto the radio several times in the past, it's become a very competitive world and trying to find teachers, and we are fighting tooth and nail to get the best teachers we can into McCook. And so I think the Teachers Association saw that this was an important thing that we could provide those new teachers coming in, something to entice teachers to come to McCook Public Schools and teach here. You know, the starting teacher pay is not a lot of money, but this certainly helps with bringing teachers into this career field. Now, if you want your kids to have a secure job in the future, encourage them to be teachers. I worked on my kids. I failed. I'm sorry. Maybe I can still convince the boy to go and do it.
He's got some time.
He's got some time, yeah. But it's a great field. And it's true that teachers don't start out making as much as some other college graduates or their peers. But at the end, they do well. And so if you get years of experience, you get a master's degree, you can make really a pretty good living as a teacher. And then the retirement plan for teachers have to pay into a retirement plan, their career. And then, but that benefit on the backside is really, really nice. And so there is a benefit to it. So if your kids are wondering, have that conversation with them. It's a great career, and it's a career where you get to change the world, basically, make a difference. Some other things that were big in that, we have 5 personal days added to the contract. We're going to pay teachers to work with student teachers. We don't have very many. We'll have maybe, I think we have like 3 right now in the district. So teachers that work with student teachers, it actually is more work. And we want student teachers in McCook because a lot of times we hire our student teachers. So a teacher that works with a student teacher will receive a $1,000 benefit. We added a math count to our duty assignments. And then we'll pay teachers $20 to drive a van for an activity. So those are some of the big changes that came from this last negotiation agreement, and that was approved last night by the board.
Positive comments already.
Oh, we had one more.
Oh, yeah, well, okay.
Yeah, we had one letter of resignation from Kathy White. She'd been with us for 9 years. She'd worked in our structured resource room at McCook Elementary School. She's an outstanding teacher. We're really going to miss her. She has some special endorsements. So she has a special education endorsement. She's really valuable to us. So we'll be looking for a special education teacher, but we're going to miss Kathy. She's just done an outstanding job. I mean, she's really a very skilled teacher. So we appreciate all her work over the last several years.
Now to positive comments.
All right. We start off with Tom, and he wanted to thank all of those people that were involved in the negotiation process. He felt that it went well. There are a lot of parameters that govern negotiations by the state and the Court of Industrial Relations, but the teachers and the board met and had good meetings, and they were very well organized and structured and very positive. Teresa thanked the teachers and the building reps for their work in the negotiations process. Teresa is our chairperson for our negotiations committee on the board, and so she really appreciated the hard work that went into coming to this agreement. Charlie wanted to thank the communications team about keeping people informed on what is going on around the school district. We've had to do a lot of communicating over the last several weeks due to weather and other issues, and he just appreciated all the work that goes into making sure that we reach out to people in the multiple formats that we use. Mike wanted to thank all those who have been working on building and grounds. There's been a lot of snow moved and removed and then moved again for the third time as it gets blown back in. So Mr. Langan really appreciated that work that they're doing. And also the wrestlers, he said that was a great meet down in Oberlin and was impressed by the hard work the kids are putting in. Jeff thanked all the maintenance crew and Mr. Dickus for keeping the buildings up and running. The maintenance crew, we basically have someone in the high school almost all night at this point keeping an eye on those systems, wanting to make sure we don't lose another unit. Hopefully, once we get through this weekend, hopefully we're out of this cold spell and we don't have another one. But until we have a permanent solution in place, we kind of have to have eyes on the system all the time. So, and Mr. Dickus has been coming in at like 2 a.m. and running his turn, and then someone else comes in. It's just the way it's working right now. And then some of those folks have to go out and move snow at the same time. Brad wanted to thank our negotiations committee for from the Board of Education. Just thank them for all the work that they've done to get to an agreement. And then I wanted to thank, we had a lot of teachers that had to adjust their instruction because they lost their heating units. Mrs. Sides' classroom went first, and she had, I don't know, it was really, I went in there, it was very wet in there. There was a lot of water on the carpet, so we had to move her. She smiled, and she understood, and she took her kids to a different classroom. And then I know we've had Mrs. DeSatalis, Mrs. Janes, Mr. Graff's room's 90 degrees. He's got the other problem. Mrs. Fisher's classroom. We've just had, and Mr. Vitrosky, Ben Vitrosky's classroom. Number of rooms, all those teachers are doing a great job. Really appreciate the work that they're doing and dealing with sort of with this situation that you don't really think you're going to have to deal with when you wake up in the morning.
You're hoping you never have to, yeah.
Exactly. And that's my positive comment.
And executive session for the discussing the superintendent's evaluation and also McCook Education Association after that, some discussions there.
Yep, just some executive session. We didn't need the one on negotiations, but just a brief one with mine. And that was it.
Next meeting for the month of February.
That's a great question. normally I look before I come in, and it looks like it is February 12th.
Right before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's a good day.
There you go. Thank you so much for coming in, and thanks for working around the schedule.
I appreciate you letting me come in today.
Thank you bet. You.